Minister, you'll be acutely aware of the impact of the blocking, outrageous blocking, of access to the fisheries around Rockall to our Irish fishermen by the British government. This, as I understand it, has cost over £7 million to our fishermen last year. And I want to know what yourself and the Minister of Foreign Affairs are doing about this absolute outrage at this stage.
Yeah, thanks to Deputy McLaughlin for raising this question, which is particularly important for a significant number of fishermen, about 25, 26 fishermen who would fish for squid and indeed haddock inside the Rockall 12 mile zone. So, as you know, Deputy, you're asking your question, the estimated financial costs associated with this as well. So, as you know, I received the task force report, Navigating Change, last October. And the Irish fishing vessels that have traditionally fished for squid and haddock in the waters around Rockall and the impact of the loss of access to these waters were examined by that task force report. To clarify, firstly, Deputy, figures I provided to the House in response to a previous question on the issue. The task force estimated that in 2019 the total squid fishery was valued at around €6.6 million. The majority of squid is taken from the waters surrounding Rockall, and this amounted to 1,071 tonnes, valued in excess of €5 million in 2019. And 371 tonnes valued at €1.6 million in 2020. The estimate by the task force of the catch of other stocks near Rockall is €1 million. I launched a Brexit temporary fleet tie-up scheme in September 2021 on foot of the task force recommendations, and the scheme was established as a targeted measure for certain segments of the fishing fleet to mitigate the loss of income in 2021 arising from the significant quota reductions under the Trade and Cooperation Agreement and Brexit. In line with the task force recommendations, I extended that scheme for an additional month to cover vessels that could not participate in the Rockall squid fishery, and the scheme was administered by BIM. In relation to Rockall, Ireland has never made any claims, as you know, to Rockall, nor have we ever recognised British sovereignty claims over Rockall, and accordingly we have not and do not recognise a 12 nautical mile territorial sea around it either. And this remains very much the government position. The government has been in contact with the relevant Scottish and UK authorities on Rockall over recent years and intensively since the beginning of last year. And through this engagement, the government is seeking to address the issues involved, reflecting the long-standing fisheries traditions in the area. Both myself and Minister Coveney continue to consider all options for further engagement, and we're working to secure a satisfactory resolution in every way we can this year. And I will also continue to monitor the situation and consider later in the year a further tie-up scheme, if required, for vessels impacted by the fishery.
The problem here, Minister, is we're 1 year on, and this is absolutely outrageous. I don't believe, for example, that the French President, Emmanuel Macron, would tolerate his fishermen being treated like this. And you see the response that he took to the British government when they pushed the boat in that scenario there. So, I mean, it is absolutely astonishing that 1 year on, I'm getting from yourself, Minister, and indeed from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, exactly the same responses we got a year ago. I mean, internationally, the British claim on Rockall is not accepted internationally. It's a very audacious, provocative claim, but it isn't accepted. So why are we allowing the British government to enforce a blockade around Rockall of our fishermen when it isn't recognised internationally? Why have we not taken this for international arbitration? It's absolutely astonishing what's been allowed to happen here, and I think it reflects the lack of respect for our fishermen from too many governments.
I can assure you, Deputy, there's no lack of respect from me or the government of fishermen. In fact, I massively respect the work they do and massively respect the challenging role they have, the daily ordeal and challenge of fishing in what can be very difficult and dangerous seas, and the contribution they make to our economy nationally and to coastal communities in particular. And since I've been appointed, I've backed them and will continue to back them in every way I possibly can, whether that be through investment in their sector or through investment in harbours, piers and harbours, or investment in processing and adding value as well. You know as well as I do the massive challenge we have in relation to Brexit and that is posed. We see that in Northern Ireland with regard to the ongoing challenges there around the Northern Ireland Protocol. So it's not easy, nowhere near as easy as what it would have been pre-Brexit in terms of all of the British fishing waters being part of the European waters. As you know, one third of our fish is caught in British waters. If we hadn't had a deal, for example, in Brexit, we would have been blocked out from all of those waters, not just Rockall. We wouldn't have been able to go near Rockall. We wouldn't have been able to go near any of the waters around Rockall either in the event of no deal, because Rockall sits within British waters. The issue at stake here is whether they can apply a 12-mile exclusive zone, and under no circumstances do we accept their claim on that because it's an uninhabited island. Arbitration could take years potentially. We want to try and resolve this. So myself and Deputy Coveney, or Minister Coveney, are working closely to try and resolve it as quickly as possible.
Thanks, Minister.
But as you know, it's not easy, and given the experience in the protocol, et cetera, et cetera, it speaks to the same challenge that we face here. Thanks.
Well, Minister, you know, we're 1 year on, and I told you last year when you passed legislation that formally accepted Britain's claim over the Rockall area, which is exactly what you did last year. I warned you that you were strengthening their case to block our fishermen out. And I watched yourself and Minister for Foreign Affairs shaking your head. And here we are all this time forward, and we still have an outrageous scenario where Irish fishermen are blocked from fishing in their traditional fishing grounds around Rockall, costing us millions of euro. You know the impact in Greencastle, you know the impact in Killybegs, and you know the impact in Castletown Bear. You know, this is absolutely outrageous that this is allowed to happen. And, you know, no harm to yourself and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, but your efforts have not succeeded. I don't see passion, I don't see outrage from you about this issue. It needs to be sorted out. And if it needs to go to international arbitration to shame the British government internationally, then so be it. But it cannot stand what is happening.
Yeah, thanks, Deputy McLaughlin. I remember that debate as well. I remember how you used your own contribution to it straight after the debate. No doubt you had somebody back in the office on the Facebook machine. Your closing line was rock on, rock all. And then up on Facebook they had your contribution plus the tune, and playing to an audience, trying to not get into the detail, trying to not actually recognise the real challenges and facts that are here. Because as you know, that's exactly what you do. So that's what you do. So listen. Let me answer. So as you know, if we hadn't had a deal in Brexit, not only would we be excluded from the Rockall waters, we'd be excluded from all British waters. So we wouldn't be actually having the argument about the 12-mile zone around Rockall. We'd have been having the argument about all water within the fishing zone, of which Rockall is placed within. And it has been, always has been placed within the British water zone. Always has been. You try and say it wasn't, but it always has been. The part we've always disputed is whether the British government have a right to exclusive 12-mile access around Rockall. We say they don't. Because of the fact it's an uninhabited island, it should not be entitled to a 12-mile zone, and we dispute that.
Thanks, Minister. You
try, and what is it technically, it can be difficult to explain, you try and exploit that.
Thanks, Minister.
and not give a clear representation of the facts. But I can assure you, I fully recognise the challenges for the many vessels involved.
Moving on.
And we are working to try and resolve the situation.
Okay.